Well, you see, it all started when I got divorced. Yeah, see, I tried to heal this woman's heart that I was in love with. Because she went through a couple abortions, so I decided to give her a child. And, you know, she's a very selfish woman. So she got pretty tired of the project of 3 months and gave the child over to me. And when I got divorced, I thought, you know, hey, man, I need to go out there and find myself a new mommy to help take care of this kid with me, right? So started going around the bars, trying to find myself a decent chick, you know, a reformed rebel, someone that likes to drink, but someone that doesn't need to drink necessarily, I guess. I don't know. That's where I came across this other woman, you see. And we dated for a good 2 or 3 months or so. And then, one night, we decided to get our kids together, and you know, she's a single mom as well. Have dinner time, and you know, when we didn't have the kids, man, we were getting trashed. You know, when we had the kids, man, we were very just straight, you know. So I thought, why not, man? You know, I trust this chick so much. We'll get the kids together. And we did, and she asked me if I wanted to have some wine with dinner. And I said, sure, I'll have a glass or two, you know, with dinner and whatnot. But she decided to chug the rest of the bottle, and then magically a fifth appeared in front of her as well. A fifth of vodka, man. Tried to chug on that. Wanted me to join in, and I was like, nah, man, I got a kid with me, dude. He's like totally asleep in your bed right now, in the bed that we're supposed to share tonight. We're supposed to cuddle with him and whatnot. What kind of shit is this, right? So I told her, I gotta fucking leave now, man. So I go get in my car, I leave, and she called the cop for me, man. Tells him that I'm DUI with my kid in the car, man, when I'm like completely sober. Pull me over, hassle me, wind up arresting me, ask me to take my blood. It gets dropped, right? Because my BAC, man, was like 0.0, dude. Fucking ridiculous, man. So afterwards, I pretty much went on my way. I met this other cat who wanted me to join his band, some professional band and shit. They had a record contract, yeah, they were decent. You know, so I thought, ah, fuck, I'll go for it. So I'm jamming this band with this guy, right? And everything's all hunky-dory cool. We're writing new songs for the record, and, you know. And then one night he asked me if I want to go to a dubstep show, and I'm all, yeah, dubstep, dude. Fuck that, dude, you know? He's all, dude, I'll fucking pay for your ends, I'll pay for some beers, man, just give me a ride there. I'm like, cool, sounds like good, dude. Over there, he goes, hey, dude, there's an after party, right? You want to go, dude? I know all the DJs, and I know everybody at the after party and shit. It'll be a good time, tons of chicks. I'm like, sure, man, that's been through a breakup, dude. Or some chick calling the cops on me saying I was DUI, dude, right? So we go to this fucking after party. And for some reason, they didn't like Homeboy too much, dude. They threw him out. He told me, man, you're cool, you could stay, you know, but him, you gotta get the fuck out, right? And I was like, well, I went with dude, I came with dude, right? So I think I'm gonna fucking leave with dude. Well, at this point, man, he's all fucked up on God knows what, right? So I get him in my car, it's late at night, and I'm trying to calm him down, tell him, it's all good, brother, we'll just go to my house, dude, and we'll have some more beers, we'll party it up, it's all good, dude, right? Till the cops come, man. I know it's 3 in the morning, but I didn't know it's illegal to sit in your car at 3 in the morning, right? So these cops fuck with us, and of course Homo gets scared, takes all his drugs I didn't know how he had in his pocket, put them underneath the seat. Now he's not gonna admit that they're his drugs, right? So we both get arrested, man. I get hit with 2 felony counts, 4 misdemeanor counts, man. I don't even know how much they hit him with shit, but I was pretty pissed off about it, you know what I mean? Trying to throw like 10 years at me, 10 grand, and like 5 years of like fucking seriously hard probation, and I was like, what the shit? They wouldn't give me the police report or nothing. You know, they told me my lawyer had to get it, so I got a public defender. I'm sorry, public pretender. And she wouldn't give me a copy of the police report either, dude. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Are you serious? This is some bullshit, right? So what do? I go hit a fucking homeboy. Guess what the police report he does? Because his lawyer gave him a copy. Shit. So I made a copy, went back to my lawyer's place, dropped it right on the doorstep, and said, look, dude, check that shit out, huh? She said, where'd you get that? I said, a little birdie, man, came and dropped it off on my doorstep. Shit. Wasn't that nice of them? And I told him, I said, look at this fucking shit. Look at it. There's no fucking evidence against me, man. They found a fucking thing of shrooms in his pocket and under my seat, as well as he was all fucked up on shit, and they found it in his blood. They didn't find shit in mine, dude. So how does that prove anything, dude? It's all small fucking little things, man. You know? It's all small fucking miniature mounts, man. There's no way I'm trying to sell that dope, dude. You guys are fucking stupid. You have nothing on me. So you better go in that DA's office and shit. Try to stop talking to me to clean this shit and get all this shit dropped, boy. So she does, and essentially, after they got dropped, they want me to drop a dime. You know? A dime. They want me to fucking point a finger and shit. A homeboy. And I told them, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I don't really know shit. I can't even help you there at all. Cause you know, I'm not gonna fucking snitch, dude, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck if homeboy did fuck me over or not. I don't snitch anyways, dude. My honor, my integrity, and my respect I have, and my word, 10 times more important than shit than anything else in this world, in my opinion, dude. I've never told that DA to go get fucked. I told the cops to get fucked. I ain't no snitch and shit, man. So fuck them goddamn motherfucking cops, but. But you know, they didn't agree. So what they decided to do is they're gonna recharge me with the DUI they originally did. Can you do that? They're gonna recharge me, dude. That's fucking illegal. They can't do that shit. But they recharged me and they sent a letter to a mailbox they know I don't fucking live at anymore. Telling me I had a court appearance. Of course the letter got sent back to the DA before the court date and they still fucking FTA'd me, man. You know, failure to appear. Still, and issued a warrant for my arrest, man. Is this shit? I'm just walking around town, man, doing my own thing, and I don't even fucking know I got a fucking warrant for my arrest, dude. I mean, like, as far as I was concerned, the DUI got dropped, the felony drug possessions and misdemeanors got dropped. I'm fucking free to go on my merry, happy little way. But I was very wrong, huh? Very wrong. That's what happens though, man, when you deal with a corrupted ass fucking piece of shit system, you know? Fuck with the biggest gang in the world, man. The FED gang, man. Or the COPS crew. Motherfucking DEA crew. Motherfucking CIA crew and shit. Bunch of goddamn gangbangers, you know? Trying to fill a prison system to make a dollar. That's why the plea rate, man, in this country is 90%, man. They scare people into leaving. They did the plea. 90% of people agree. Nationally. Shit. So, I think I'm pretty free, and I'm walking on the street, and I come across Homeway. He's homeless. It's like 1 something in the morning. I just got a fight with this girl he's dating, so. I felt like shit, and I said, hey, homeboy, what are you doing here at 1 in the morning? He gave me a little story. I said, well, maybe I'll go get you a beer, dude. Pack of cigarettes, you know, a sandwich. He thought that was a really nice gesture, so I went and got him some shit, and I was just sitting there listening to his stories, you know? All his personal stories, and, well, cops decided to come to his with a fucking spotlight. Come talk to us, get my ID, let him run my name, figure out I was clean. Nope. And these cops know, man. I'm walking around town barefoot, right? So I start asking them questions why I'm getting arrested. Which point did they stomp on my fucking foot, dude? Tell me to shut the fuck rock, punk rocker, boy. Till I start macing you and shit. And I said, what, dude? What the fuck am I doing wrong? I'm not resisting, man. I'm asking a goddamn question. You know? Tossing me in the car, starts macing me, dude. Going through my fucking pockets. You know what I mean? He stole like fucking $300 from me, dude. Fucking $300-something, dude. It was fucking bullshit, right? And he maces me some more, dude. Kicks the fuck out of me some more, dude. Takes me off the motherfucking Wayne Brown Correctional Facility, dude. Around here, dude, we call that shit Wayne's World, you know? Because when you get out, you go, Wayne's World, part of time, excellent, and all that shit. It's fucking ridiculous, right? And then the COs are being fucking dicks to me while I'm in there, man. I'm trying to go to sleep, they're squawking at me every 2 fucking hours, dude. And the place is on fucking lockdown, dude. I mean, I'm lucky I wasn't in Max. But I wasn't in minimum either, dude. You know what I'm saying? I was in pod B, dude. Orange. Fuck all that shit, you know? I'm so sick of this fucking system. Picking on motherfuckers. These goddamn fucking cops, man. I got no fucking right, dude. You know? I'm a fucking man, dude. I'm a father of a child. I was married, dude. I'm a working man, dude. I'm a hard working motherfucker, too, dude. What the fuck? fuck up so they get these right. Need to fucking trample on mine, dude, because I'm walking on the goddamn street. I'm not participating in the corruption. Like, what the fuck is it gonna take for these fucking pigs, man? Leave me the fuck alone, you know? What? Looking at full body armor and shit, full automatic weapons, grenades, fucking CS gas, fucking base, fucking napalm and shit, dude. Go to their fucking stations, little podunk town, and burn it down to the motherfucking ground. Is that what it's gonna take? You know? Maybe I should just get on a computer and shit and steal all their fucking money out of their budget. Go give it to the homeless and shit, because there ain't no motherfucking money in the budget for the homeless. Had no motherfucking homeless camps, dude. Know what I mean? Fuck some cops, man. If you're corrupted and you're working for the goddamn gangs of the world, then fuck you. I got no respect for you at all. You're lucky my Second Amendment rights don't exist anymore, and you eradicated patriotism with a Patriot Act, you piece of shit.